beginning of Chuma mentions Vikuli Chuma Meis Kalisha Sheyiver Libo Tichlus Chumasi. Before the Torah tells us about the various kelim, the various measurements of the Klei HaMishkan, the Torah begins with a Hakdama, with an introduction, Vikuli Chuma Li Lishmi. It has to be the shame, the Shema, the shame mitzvah, Yidven Libo. Has to be without kfiyah, without force. One has to sincerely want to give the various nedavos, the building of the Mishkan. And Forshim say that even though Omar Avinu Rav, the Olam Yasek Adim Torah Mitzvah Shalolishma, Shmito Shalolishma Bolishma, there's a concept that even if you do something Shalolishma, eventually be Lishma. However, there are certain mitzvahs and certain times in one's life that this is not enough. And it must be the beginning, the very yisod, has to be lishma. And shelo lishma is not valid. And this is one of the places, is vikuli truma has to be lishmi. Giving of truma has to be l'shem Hashem. Whatever the nedavos that were given, regardless of the value, is nechoshes, or is avishorim, avimulim, the very expensive items, but it has to be, the Yisrael has to be Vikuli Shuma Lishmi. And the question that's raised by the Baal Musar is that why is this necessary to tell us? That means to say, if it was not Lishma, if there are other reasons why a person, ulterior motives, why a person wants to give, the Nidava is not an Nidava. The Nidava has to be purely the Shem Hashem. Why wouldn't it be this way? Why wouldn't a person give after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Imam and Hasinai, Kabbalah Satara? Why would a person give an Indava if it's not the Shema? Why would it be reluctant? So you say he's reluctant because economically he can't afford it. And the Gemara says in Bechoras, She'en lo chayish miyisrael, shol yotzeim shmorim chamorim lobim turim mitov Mitzrayim. That every individual, every single Jew, when out of Mitzrayim with 80 donkeys full of packets and weight of gold and silver, all every chamor has so much kesef azot. So much so that the zman of Nechemes Gog and Magog, the Yalkut says that Bnei Yisrael won't take anything because they have so much. They have so much that when they had from Mitzrayim, they won't need. So I have so much, they'll still have kesef azov from Mitzrayim, that therefore can be masik, how much wealth they had. So what is the reason why one would have a doubt? Why wouldn't he want to have, why wouldn't there be any divas alei? Sure there'll be any divas alei. Sure every Jew will be willing, wanting, and ready to give the divas alei. What is the question? What is the question? It's not mammonous. It's not a question. He's stingy. He has plenty of money. And he waited for this moment. Just like the Baal Musar gave an example of Bias HaMashiach. We're waiting. So the Mashiach is coming tomorrow. He's coming. What, we're going to stay and sit in the Beis Medrash and learn? He's coming. Finally, that day, that moment came. That moment came. So therefore, what does it mean over here that we question and we have to be sure that a person gave has to be the Nedivas Aleif? Why wouldn't it be the Nedivas Aleif? So we all know that we are considered man himself as a pella. We're a wonder. We're a pleploid. I'll tell you a pella. I'll tell you something fantastic. It's a wonder. Something very difficult to understand, comprehend. That's man himself. As we say the bracha every single day, mafli lasos. The bracha shiyotza. And the Ramah says, based on the Rashah, he says, one of the pshatim, Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, translates the bracha. He gives various pshatim in mafilasos, the word chokhma. And he says over there, yeshifarish, mafilasos means a human being. The man is a pliatzuma. Shishoma ruach onim bikirbo, because she dover ruchni bidover gashm. The man is a ruchni in gashm. There's ruchni, there's neshama, and there's gashmius, there's the goof. And they're two complete opposites. The ruchnius, the nefesh, gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no question. The nefesh is yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yearning to get closer. Chelek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come back to his mucker, to be like the mucker. Chelek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nefesh. And then you have the goof. The goof that holds back the nefesh. The goof that wants, pulls another way. So man is torn between the nefesh and the goof. So therefore, even though there's an adivis alev, and the nefesh is yearning to call closer to Ashras Hashchina, but there's a goof that's pulling him the other way. And it's a wonder if he even realizes it. We have to say the bracha Mafid Lassos a million times a day. But my Rabbi Zachar in the bracha used to say, who's a from a Yid? An Erech Yid? If he says the Mafid Lassos, the bracha Ashiyatza with Kavanah, he's mechaving to what he's saying, because he's talking about himself. And that's the last person you want to talk about. The last person is about me. I'll talk about everything in this world, but not about myself. And if finally we do talk about ourselves, there's beautiful things to say. That's not talking about me. We're a plea. And this, what is the plea? Even though the Seichel tells us, I'm finally get back to the boy. Avada, Rasa Limidish, Rishachanti Besocham. Avada, you give the Dimas Alev, Avada. Surely a father would give to a son. Surely a son would give to a father. Surely you would give. What's the question? What's the question? Api Seichel? Api Yashus? Seichel and Yashus? That's what the Morach, and that's what the Nefesh is all about, is straight. The Shemuel Lechai, the Shemuel Shazat to be Tor, it's Tor. Avada would give back everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Surely he gave you a give back. Surely he gives your life every minute and moment. Surely you give him the Nevis Aleih. That's the ashes of the Nefesh. And comes the kilkel of the goof. The Taiva that says no. The Taiva says no. I may need it for a rainy day. I need it. I need it for my pension. You don't know what it'll be. I have to save. I have to worry about my college education, about my future, about retiring when I'm retiring at the age of 25. He has already a retiring plan. He's got his plot ready also to die. He's got all that ready. He has to make all these achanis. You don't know what this will be able in the future. I have to make preparations. Achanis. That's Makoko, the Mayach. What type of thinking is that? Where's your betochen? But the time it doesn't have this ayashus. So man has both things a conflict within himself. The yashris of the nefesh and the kukul of the guf. And there's a fight within him. Therefore the Torah has to tell us this basic yisod. It has to be kolish ha'she yivden alibo. And even though apisekel goes without saying, that's what you think. That the sekel tells us goes without saying. But there's also a guf. There's a struggle between the goof and the neshama. And therefore we see that in the Indian from the Divas Alev, the Navi tells us there's madregas. There's madregas. A person can give and give and give and give and give and give. But there's ways of giving. He gives, as the Navi says, that a person, the novel, Nadiv, the Chli, Lo Yem, or Yeshua. A person gives, but he's a novel. Adam Sosum and the Nivze, he gives, and a person that's a Ramoy also gives, but ulterior motives. It's only that person, and not even the Divas Yats, who are the Divas Yokum, a person that gives with Leib Shalim, gives with his heart. So this is Madregas. This is Madregas. As the Mishnah 7 says, Navis, Abba Midas, Benosin's Dokkah. People give for various reasons, for various Tafkidim, various machshavas. It's not really in the Divas Aleiv. So therefore, Nasan Titin Lov Lo Yer Levavcha B'Sitin Lo. You should give, and you shouldn't have any ulterior motives. You should give because this is from your heart you should give. So there's madrigas. There's various levels. As I mentioned, when a person gives, Tov Ayin Hu Yivorech. Has to be with a Tov Ayin. A tovai has to be with a good eye. A as we find the halacha by smich, when Moshe Rabbeinu was somach yadav, with his both hands, it shows something. When a person takes both hands, it takes one hand. One hand is mechiyav l'dabur. But both hands, it shows a greater ava, greater ava samitzvah, ava giving over and helping. So therefore, the Torah tells us, Tov ayin v'yivorech, you have to have this madriga. As it mentions, the Navi mentions, that ma Hashem dorish meimach, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Asus mishpat, we should do mishpat, and avos chesed. It doesn't say asus mishpat, the avos, asus chesed. It doesn't say you should do chesed, but ahavas chesed. It's not enough just to do the chesed, to give the pledge. It has to be mitoch av. It has to be mitoch av. And we find by the first korban that was brought by Briyas Olam, by Kain and Hevel. If the Torah tells us by Kain and Hevel that Kain in one hand indicated in the Digas Alev, because Kain went ahead and brought a korban before Hevel. By Yovah Kain in Pri Adam and Minchal Hashem, then Hevel Hevi Gabhu Mimchor Sono, from the best in the Chaveh. So the obvious question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoyed the korban of Hevel, and there's a cloud, the Shomer Mitzvah or Yodah Dovara, I Shomer Mitzvah or Yodah Dovara, and Hevel brought a korban, so where was the Shmiras HaMitzvah? I Shomer Mitzvah, and Oysa Mitzvah, the Mitzvah's a Megan, is a protector. So how can Brother Cain kill Hevel? How can Cain kill Hevel? Hevel did a tremendous mitzvah. The mitzvah should be making from all types of onshin. So how in the world did Cain be able to kill Hevel? Hevel had a shomer mitzvah. He had a tremendous mitzvah. He did the mitzvah of bringing korbanos with his heart. So the Forshim say, because it wasn't complete, because he didn't do it b'tchila. He did it after Cain. He didn't initiate the mitzvah. He didn't bring the carbon before Cain brought his carbon. When Cain brought his carbon, he saw what type of carbon, then Hevel brought his carbon. So therefore, the question is, even though Cain had a mile over Hevel, so therefore Hevel was not a Shomer Mitzvah. His mitzvah wasn't strong enough to be a Shmira, because it wasn't Bitchila. It wasn't the Aschola. He didn't do it as a Maschil, as a beginner. Now Hevel, Cain did. Hafapi the Kayan had the initiative and understanding of bringing Korban Lashem. What was wrong? He was Minagarua. He was Minagarua. He was an inferior Korban. What does that show? There was something is wrong with his Nedivus Aleif. It wasn't just he was a cheapskate. Could have been. He was a Chassar in his Nedivus Aleif in the individual himself. There's something wrong. There's something wrong in his Nedivus Aleif. You don't do that. You take a girl out, you spend some money if you like her. You spend some money. You're a mensch. You don't ask her to pay. Or let's go 50-50. We'll act like husband and wife already. 50-50 on the third date. We'll go 50-50. A bachur should understand that. Whereas you're spending your money, you show something. And not to be stingy and cheap. We'll take the subway. We're coming back. I'll only buy a Coke. We'll go as cheaper because the Cokes over here are a dollar cheaper than the Coke somewhere else. And he tells her all this. What does that indicate? There's a lack of Nedivus Aleiv that shows something about the individual. And the relationship with that Kodesh Baruch Hu the same way. And there's no reason. You're so wealthy. It's a chesaron Nedivus Aleiv. And therefore, Chazal tell us that these inyanim of Midas Tovus, there has to be a part of the giving of the Nedava. The Nedava's Daka is not just a giving. Has to be given a certain way. The question is asked, if we see that midas are so important, and they are, the midas of Ava and Chesed, the midas of Rose, of Sin and Kinner, which are very poor midas, why in the world are they not in the Minyan Tayag? In the Minyan Tayag, We know the mitzvahs, but there's no specific lav on all the midas rosh that is found. Maybe you have a positive, you have a Shem HaKecha, but there's various other gedar. And the answer is simply, as mentioned of Chaim Vital, that we know ourselves, the person Rachmana Slan has no hands. If he has no hands, he's parted from tefillin. He has no hands, he's parted from tefillin. There's no way to put the tefillin. Why is there no place to put the tefillin? That means there's no yisod. If he doesn't have an esrog, so you don't bench an esrog. So no use discussing esrog if there's no place to put it. You won't have the mitzias, doesn't exist. Same too. In terms of midos, it's not necessary to speak about Avas Hashem. If a person is a soni Hashem, he does that proper midos, there's nothing to discuss about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs can only be when there's basic yesodis. When a person has the divas halev, when a person has, when it came to the Mishkan, he had to have the divas halev, or else it's not stuck. It's zero. It's like a man that has no hands. There's no mitzvah tefillin. Can say he's potter. There's no mitzvah. And Rabbi Yonah learns that what is a soni Hashem? A soni Hashem, very strong words. It's not a person that doesn't do mitzvahs. He says he does mitzvahs. Shem osim ha-mitzvahs v'nizor mekol ha-ver shem v'aisim v'loshim. The good news, he does tayag mitzvahs. He does tayag mitzvahs. He performs all the mitzvahs. There's only one catch. He can't stand other people doing mitzvahs. The bars of the air b'neim b'yos b'neodim ovdim es Hashem b'yireim milfanav. When he sees a furbak, someone's devoted, every spare moment he's learning and learning. He's a master, he's driving himself. You give me a guilt complex. I'm going on a guilt trip every time I look at you. I can't take that. I can't stand that. I'm the top person. I can't stand anyone else. Because once I had a Talmud, Nebuchadnezzar told me I'd leave Yeshiva. He was very successful, very successful. He couldn't take the competition. He had to be number one in everything. And it was a little bit too difficult for him. And he couldn't stand that other people were a little better than him. And it ate him up alive. And he had to leave the Yeshiva. He's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Oh, yes, he is. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take that there's someone else. But a person says, Oh, Hashem. He wants that the mitzvah should be mekuyim. If I'm a kaim, you're a kaim. As long as Torah is being mekum, Torah is being learnt. There's mitzvahs. More people are coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an Olam Hashem. That is only if you take away yourself, your gaiva, your taiva, your kinnon, your sinner. And apparently Rabbi Yonah says, he's a soni Hashem because he doesn't have the yesedis. He doesn't have, he has rishis in him. He has sin of the kinnah. And you call him a soni Hashem. All his mitzvahs. He's still the guy category of the soni Hashem. And so too when it comes to the Mishkan. And the Mishkan was very important. As it says in Parshas Pekudei, it says, the Svarna mentions that Erev Pekudei Mishkan of Mishkan or Edis, that the Mishkan is called the Mishkan Edis. Is in, like it says, Ate Shittim Omnim, Lorad Lamelamim, that since the Yesodis of the Mishkan was also the Migish, was given Binadava, it was given with heart and soul, it'll last forever. There'll be no Churban. By a Srishan there is a Churban. By a Shin is a Churban. But the Mishkan, Lorad Lamelamim, Nesachim, Lorad Lamelamim, it has to be this way. Once you give with your heart and soul, the Mishkan Begnisa, it's around here somewhere. The Mishkan's still standing. It has to be standing. It has to be existing. Because the Yesodis of the Mishkan was at the Shittim. The Eitzim of Chesed. The Eitzim of Avram planted. The Eitzim, the Arazim trees. That was brought down from Mitzrayim. From Mitzrayim. Brought up from Mitzrayim. To Mitzrayim. And up from Mitzrayim. Were built with Chesed. That has to exist forever. Once the Yesodis are there, it'll never be destroyed. Never be destroyed. And that's why it's very important that the Mishkan should be Nedivas Halev, and we should realize that man has to strive for Nedivas Halev, not just a Maisa Kuf Biyam of a monkey of giving, that has to be giving from his heart. And all mitzvahs have to be with this yisodis. That's what the Torah gives, the introduction to Malachas HaMishkan, all the intricacies of the Malachas HaMishkan. The yisodis is, there has to be, v'asu li migdish li lishmi.